Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, a new promotional campaign's been launched here in 2023. Tell us more.
Absolutely. We have a new national campaign that is launched, which will be long-term. This new Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign communicates messages that focus in on the areas that have been identified by checkoff-funded research that most directly drive consumer demand for beef. These drivers are beef's eating experience, of course its taste, nutrition, how it's raised and grown, convenience, and versatility. Focus groups delivered some key insights that led to the, quote, togetherness theme, including how beef is associated with memories of comfort and bonding. Beef is emotional to us. There'll be a lot of storytelling opportunities with the campaign that we are excited about in Oklahoma. The Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign uses the slogan, Together We Bring More, and focuses on how beef transforms life experiences, big or small, into meaningful moments, and how, when we come together, the impact brings more.
Thanks, Heather. Find out more by going to drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, Congresswoman Stephanie Bice, who serves Oklahoma's 5th District, is also part of the Republican Main Street Conference. I had the opportunity to sit down with a congressman to talk about how House Republicans have agreed on a short-term government funding bill.
I know that there's a lot of, I think, concern about government funding, and my colleagues and I, as part of the Republican Main Street Conference, put together a short-term 30-day CR to kind of get us a little farther down the road so we can really debate some of these appropriates bills, including the ag appropriates bill. And I think for your listeners, one of the things that's important to note is that this continuing resolution actually would protect the credit insurance fund program account, rural housing, the rental assistance program, the ag marketing account, and the federal wildland firefighter salaries. You know, these are things that your listeners are going to be, I think, looking for should we go into a situation where we're looking at a continuing resolution for the next 30 days or so.
The biggest issue, Bice said, that she hears from farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma is regarding interest rates and credit.
Credit insurance programs, those policies that are in the farm bill are important to Oklahomans. And we are so incredibly fortunate to have Frank Lucas back on the ag committee. Certainly was the author of the last farm bill, but he knows the nuances of how to get the deal done. And so having him back on ag committee allows, I think, a great perspective, and also make sure that we're protecting our farmers and ranchers as we move through the process. You know, I know that many of your listeners probably know this. The farm bill expires technically at the end of September, but really none of these provisions will, kick in until January. So we have a little bit of time to figure out how we're going to move forward with the farm bill.
To hear my complete conversation with Congresswoman Stephanie Bice, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, a modest rebound in U.S. wheat production and supplies is improving the outlook for profitability among grain elevators that store wheat. Future market carries have improved for all three major classes of wheat, and the buy basis is widening following a bigger harvest. The larger harvest follows 2 years of poor production and a historic run of inverted futures markets that sapped profitability for storing wheat. However, according to CoBank, the major risk to elevators in the year ahead is sharp rallying in wheat prices. Wheat stocks among major exporters are historically tight, and any disruption to the flow of Russian exports through the Black Sea could trigger a sharp price run-up. CoBank economist Tani Imke says the flood of cheap Russian wheat into the global market may have created a false sense of security in the world wheat market. Russia is currently harvesting a near-record wheat crop with substantial carryover inventories from last year's record-sized harvest. You've got farm news on Ron. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.